Florida's very first commission to revise the state's constitution met in 1977 and 1978. The group adopted 8 proposals. None of them were approved by voters. The next commission, which met in 1997 and 1998, tried to figure out why its predecessor had essentially batted zero.
They looked at the earlier one in the 70s and they said they didn't do enough marketing. People didn't really know what was going on. And so after they had their recommendations, they went back out again, the commission did, and really talked about their position. So some people think that was really the reason it was more successful.
That's Carol Weissert. She's in charge of the Leroy Collins Institute at Florida State University and is also trying to get the word out about the third constitutional revision commission that will meet starting in early 2017. By the way, after its publicity push, the second commission got 7 of its 8 proposals adopted by voters. What kinds of issues might Commission Number 3 tackle?
There'll be some judicial recommendations. One of the ones that I've heard is a term limits for the state judiciary, which some people really support, some people are really much, very much against.
Weissert hopes the group will also take on some more fundamental matters as well.
Either think about an open primary or a top 2 primary system to engage more people in the process. I'd like to see him do something on the statutory initiative. We're the only state in the country that has the constitutional initiative, but not the statutory one. And that would prevent things like pigs from being in the Constitution. You could put it in statute. And frankly, a lot of things in the Constitution that have been put there by the initiative process might be better off in statute.
When will the commission hold its first meeting? Weissert says even that has been the topic of some debate.
Constitution says that within 30 days of the convening of the legislature, but we're not sure whether that means about 30 days before or within the 30 days before. There's some ambiguity. And the governor has chosen to think that it's the second because he's saying he's going to make his appointments in, I think, March the 6th. So it'll be right before the legislature convenes.
Speaking of commission appointments, the governor gets to make 15 of them. The Speaker of the House and Senate President get 9 each, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court gets to make 3. Weissert says some pretty well-known folks have already put their names in the hopper for consideration.
There are about 100 people for the governors and maybe 30-something for the Chief Justice. It's a mixture of people. It's really kind of fun. You know, Arthenia Joyner applied, Matt Gaetz applied, Bill McCollum applied. So you have people that you've known from the past. And then there are other people. Kurt Browning, again, was, you know, a very well-known name around here. Bob McClure from the James Madison Institute. And then there are people that just, you know, who are nonprofit groups and others who are just putting their names forward.
But Weissert insists commission members don't have to be famous or high-powered policy wonks to do a good job.
I've talked to a lot of people who are in the 97-98 commission, and what they say is one of the best members was an architect. And he didn't have any background in policy or political science, but he was a very good listener and he was very smart and he was able really to make contributions to the discussion. So you do have these people who are really big policy wonks and they point to an architect with no policy experience as being one of the key people.
Weissert says there's still time to apply for a seat on the commission.
Pretty easy. The governor and the Senate president and the Chief Justice all have applications on their webpage. And then our group, the Revise Florida group, reviseflorida.com, has all 3 links. So if you go to our link, you can look at all 3 of the links.
Just know in advance, Weissert says, there's a pretty serious time commitment.
Most of the time for a year, there's some time off, but they do hearings across the state initially. They meet a lot in Tallahassee, and then they do hearings again. So it's a big time commitment. But boy, I think it's a really important, would be an important contribution to the state.
Not to mention a chance to literally define or even redefine some of the fundamental principles of state government for possibly all time. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.